Discussions on giving final approval to a charter application for Neville High School came to a halt this week when the Monroe City School Board voted to delay further consideration until the 2013-14 school year. Joining me by phone to discuss some points of the charter issue is School Board President Verbin Muhammad. Thanks for your time. When was the evaluation plan and financial estimates first made known to the board?
Yeah, we actually, June 1st, they were actually presented. I was at that meeting, Ms. Crutcher and I think Mrs. Dayton. So the numbers were, they were not concrete numbers, but some numbers were presented at that time. So the board meeting Tuesday was not the first time we saw any numbers.
The board gave initial approval to the item, yet you made note of the fact that it was suspended Superintendent Kathleen Harris who authorized this application to move forward.
Yes.
Why make that point?
That point was never brought because, you know, in truth, we received the application from Neville after the February 28 deadline, and we did receive the application in, I think, May. We were under the impression that they were trying to open the following school year, but when we looked at it, of course, they made it very clear that they wanted to open in August, and I did not know that this was expedited or asked to be expedited by Dr. Harris. And Kimberly Williams, who was the evaluator, said that that was her directive by the superintendent per the board, but the board was, I don't think we were made aware of that until after I asked Kimberly Williams about why were we kind of under the gun, didn't we? She said, well, she was directed by the superintendent to try to expedite it for this year.
Can there be more involvement by board members in understanding the mission of the charter group? I know a lot was brought out about the issue of public meetings and input meetings, things of that
well,
nature.
Well, I think that it's reciprocal. It's on both ends. The board members, when we, I told our attorney, I said, when we approve this, now board members are going to have to be able to roll up their sleeves and burn some midnight oil and understand this process because it's new to everyone. And unfortunately, some board members got involved in the process from the beginning, and some did not for whatever reasons. And also on the group, the NAFA group, we just wanted to make sure my only concern was that they needed to bring a community meeting outside of the Neville school and bring it into the community where the impact would be with parents and children. Of course, I know that's just little to ask if they would, you know, so they can gather support, and then that would allow people in the community, particularly in the districts that I represent and some of the other board members represent, well, parents can weigh in on this. And then the other part of it too, Bob, is the teachers. A lot of the teachers were lost in the shuffle. They did not know exactly what was going to happen. Would they be working for this district? And I think we just needed more time to kind of sort these matters out.
One board member stated, if Neville left the district as a charter, it would give cause to the system to be academically bankrupt. What is your response to that concern?
Well, I can't say too much of that. There's concerns because Neville is high performing in terms of its letter grade of, I think, a B+. For it to pull out, that would be very unfortunate. But to say academically bankrupt, I think that may be a little, it would be a little extreme, but we would never want to try to lose your best performing school. So I think that statement may have just been a little over, but to say it would bankrupt us, I think we would not necessarily be bankrupt. We would just have to regroup and keep moving forward.
Mr. Muhammad, thank you for your time. Monroe City School Board President Verbin Muhammad. We'll hear more on the charter issue as we speak with Neville Alumni and Friends Association member Ronnie Shelby tomorrow morning at 7:35 here on KEDM Public Radio.